One of the great debates of our time is about how much of your money should be spent by the state and how much you should keep to spend on your family. Let us never forget this fundamental truth. The state has no source of money other than the money people earn themselves. If the state wishes to spend more, it can do so only by borrowing your savings or by taxing you more. And it's no good thinking that someone else will pay. That someone else is you. There is no such thing as public money. There is only taxpayers' money.
We've been robbed.
Hello, I like money.
Hey, Mom, can I have a TV?
No.
Can I have a new laptop?
No.
Can I have a PlayStation?
No.
Can I get the new iPhone?
No.
Can I get the new Samsung?
No.
Can I have a toothbrush?
What do you think, I'm made of money?
Well, isn't that what Mom stands for?
No, it doesn't matter. Oh, my.
Over $1,200,000,000,000.
That amount of money doesn't even exist. That's like saying, I want $1,000,000,000,000,000.
More money.
Show me the money.
Money makes the world go around.
You can keep your Marxist ways, for it's only just a phase.
Money makes the world go around.
It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Hello.
Creature, you only made 3 or 4 movies and then you hung it up.
That's right, man. You know, I got tired of that Hollywood lifestyle, you know?
But it seems you did pretty well money-wise.
Yeah, man. You know, I made a big roll of dough and I took it to my friend David Ernest.
The asset preservationist.
That's him, man, you know, and he took really good care of me.
I see.
And, you know, anybody can call David Ernest. Just grab your phone and dial 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
So David Ernest takes care of your money. What are you doing these days?
Well, after I got out of the motion picture business, I went to seminary.
Seminary.
That's right, man.
So now you're...
That's right, man. I'm the preacher from the Black Lagoon.
Call David Ernest today, and someone get my agent on the phone.
Are you a man? Are you a manly man? Are you a manly man who likes dancing with other manly men? If you answered yes, 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 then you should come visit us at Maurice's Manly Man Dance Club.
What?
Come in and enjoy a quality cigar, a fine liqueur, and perhaps a cha-cha with a charm of yours. Do the Texas two-step with Tom. Do the Lindy with your friend Larry. How about the hustle with your pal Russell? It's all waiting here for you at Maurice's Manly Man Dance Club. It's nothing crazy. It's just men dancing with men and nothing else.
Don't look at them!
Happy hour is at 6, then dancing at 7 and throughout the evening. However, we do stop at 9 o'clock for back-to-back Golden Girls episodes on TBS. Then back to dancing. So come and visit Maurice's Manly Man Dance Club. You can shake it, but don't break it. Call Sears and Roebuck, don't make it.
Oh, you're not a bad dancer. Oh, I bet you tell that to all the boys.
And remember, no hanky-panky, just the hokey-pokey.
It's got to be funky.
At Maurice's Manly Man Dance Club. Thursday is ladies' night. Ladies, you might not find a dance partner, but you do get in for free.
Y'all make me sick.
Maurice's Manly Man Dance Club, where manly men come to trip... Delight fantastic.
You got to be kidding.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with
A mime.
Hello!
I thought mimes didn't talk.
I'm on my break, man.
Well, could you show us some of the things you mimes do?
Sure, man. Here I am, trapped in a box.
I see.
And now I'm walking against the wind, man.
Okay, what's that thing you're doing now?
I'm calling my friend David Ernest to see how my mime money is doing today.
David Ernest is your financial guy?
Yes, he is. And you know you can call him yourself at 279-7431 or 205-479-0839 if you were in the Birmingham area.
I see. So I guess you would gladly recommend David Ernest.
Yeah, man. He has the mime seal of approval.
So for a great asset preservationist, call David Ernest.
That's right, man.
What are you doing now?
I'm still on break.
Got another one of those?
Yeah, man. Help yourself.
Beautiful day.
For slap out, it ain't half bad.
From our super-secret studio, where, if you're a goose, you're invited to come and take a gander, David Ernest brings you The Health and Wealth Show, and David would like to remind you, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Call David now, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Leave your name and number, and you'll get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leia, or the South's most beloved asset preservationist and waterfowl enthusiast. So, get all your geese in a row and get ready for another edition of The Health and Wealth Show.
Welcome to a very foul edition of The Health and Wealth Show. And when I say that, I don't mean F-O-U-L. I mean F-O-W-L, because we're talking about birds here today, David, and especially one kind of, well, you go ahead and set this up.
Well, you know, we had this insider training scandal with Congress, and seems like it's still going on, because we'll play a clip here in just a little bit where this guy's developing an app about tracing or following what Congress is buying in the stock market and selling so that you can do what they do, supposedly. It is interesting to me that they're doing that. And you know what we said a little earlier? It's what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And if, in other words, if they can do it, I think it's probably okay for them to spy on this scandalous Congress and steal the information, or should I say transfer the knowledge to citizens so that they can be on the same footing as the congressperson. But why are they doing it anyway? Why would they cheat like that? Why would they try to get an edge on American citizens? They've got so many advantages we don't have. But the biggest advantage they got is the fact that they're the elite and they're making the laws. And we have to follow what they say that we have to do. And it's disgusting. Yeah! What's that old saying? Do as I say, not as I do. That's what they're doing. They're telling us to do as they say and not as they do.
I'll tell you why they're doing it. It's free money. And they've set up a way for themselves to get away with it. It's called insider trading, no matter what you call it. If you get information that nobody else can get and you profit from that, that's insider trading. And if you don't believe me, let's see if we got Martha Stewart's phone number around here. Or as the girls on cell block H knew her, Big Mama. She went to jail for that.
And it's because she ticked somebody off, obviously. Would any of the congressional folks go to jail for that? I haven't ever heard of
no.
it.
No.
So obviously, what was good for the goose wasn't good for the Martha Stewart gander. She got gandered out.
She did. They goosed her right into jail. I don't know. Can you say the words jail and goose at the same sentence?
Duh.
I don't know how long she got, but she kind of took a gangsta turn when she got out, because, you know, her and Snoop Dogg are big buddies now.
A shizzle, my nizzle.
Well, I mean, like, if she knows the government's not a friend, might as well be friends with a dog, especially if you're a gander. Dogs like ganders. They're foul.
We were out here the other day at the spacious Aldridge compound out here in Elmore, and we looked out the window, and there were two geese just walking down the street, you know, minding their own business. I'm imagining some of them were, like, migrating. And, you know, they will take a break if they get tired. they fly in that V shape.
Yeah, they're smart.
The one out front is the lead, and he's flying along. Well, he'll break off and go to the back, and let the other ones be the lead. That kind of gives him a break because he's kind of flying in their slipstream. But then sometimes they just say, "Hey, we're going to take a break and just stop for a little while, and we'll catch up to you."
And they all land in the same place.
Yeah, they were all just walking down the street here, there's no big body of water right close here, but I don't know if maybe they knew somebody in the neighborhood or they just decided to stop here. But it was just kind of wild to see them out walking down the street like that.
Well, I'll tell you, Rusty, here where I live, we've got some ponds and stuff all around this community, and there's quite a few geese here. And they walk around and they'll walk in file of each other, behind each other. And they'll walk across the road so slow, and you have to stop or you'll run over. And like Congress, they think they're elite. But this thing about what's good for the goose is good for the gander, it's disgusting.
Ugh, yeah.
That they get away with things and make the rules and things and steal money. I mean, thievery and dishonesty is bad, right? We've done the math over and over and over. And when you're making $190,000 a year, how in the world do you leave office with mega millions?
I still say they're probably cutting coupons. And, I bet a lot of them get out for their exercise and they walk. They're out walking. As a matter of fact, I think I saw on that TikTok thing, Chuck Schumer was out picking up aluminum cans. So that could be another way they could get a bunch of money. And maybe some of them have some of those OnlyFans sites where they, charge you to get in and check out their site.
Oh, sir.
Yeah, well, I think they're probably in the other gander sites.
Can you imagine Nancy Pelosi with an OnlyFans?
Good googly moogly.
Ooh, I'm going to cut off my internet.
I don't think the ganders were like that.
They wouldn't take a gander at that for nothing, would they?
No, it would. That'd make them lose all their feathers.
Well, I'll tell you something you need to take a gander at. And that is a website. I'll give it to you now. And you got those three W's in the front, or as we say down here in Alabama, www.retirewithernest.com. Go there, and there's all sorts of interesting things on there. This, of course, is David's website for Ernest Financial LLC. You go on there and see some interesting things about your money. You'll find the phone numbers that you can call David to set up your no-obligation consultation. And I don't know if you got any geese on there, but you can take a gander. So go check that out today while you're thinking about it. That's www.retirewithernest.com. Check it out, and I don't know if that's still the thing. You can go into Texas Roadhouse or maybe Down the Street Cafe and mention that website and get a soft drink at the regular price. Go in and try that out today.
Well, we had a bunch of coupons for Texas Roadhouse. We was giving them out, and we've run out of them, and I'm trying to get some more back. So,
I was going to hit you up for a couple.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I got a little bit, excited about handing them out. I guess I handed too many of them out. But I like to give people a meal, but right now I'm kind of crippled up.
You're loose as a goose. Is that what you're saying?
I guess so. But we're going to get tightened up again. We're going to get some more coupons and treat people. Of course, we like the Texas Roadhouse. We like Waffle House. Anything with a house on it, it seems like we like.
Well, maybe not the outhouse.
Yeah! Well, I've had to use that back in my day. And
you don't want to go eat there. No.
But
table for one, monsieur?
You know what, Rusty? I don't think the Congress cares if we have to eat in the outhouse. They're putting us out in the house. In other words, they're putting us out of our houses. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to lose their homes because of these high interest rates. And a lot of people can't afford a house because of these high interest rates. They've let the Fed go completely crazy. It's just a shame that they manipulate things so much, or allow the Feds to manipulate it. Of course, we know they're manipulative too, that we can't even know what to do. Of course, that old saying that what's good for the goose is good for the gander, it would be good if they were the ones suffering. But for some reason, they seem to come out on top I guess it's because of those wings they have. They can just fly out of the way and spread stinky feathers when they do all over us.
Y'all make me sick.
Dirty.
We seem to get tarred and feathered, and they get feathered and fly away. I don't know how they do it, Rusty.
I don't know either. They know how to get around the laws, I guess.
Well, they're making the laws. That's the whole issue. They're making the laws. If they were honest about the way they were doing things, but the problem is they get in there, and there's a lot of them stay in there for years. The thing is, like these last elections in Alabama, it opened my eyes up so much, especially in the senatorial race, how ugly it could get and how many lies they could tell about people and make up things. And it's just disgusting.
Yuck.
And of course, the more money they could get from their illegal sources, I call them illegal sources, you can call them whatever you want to, the more lies they could pay for to advertise on TV. And people believe that stuff. They just think that these ganders are stupid because they're gandering the television ads. They think you're stupid. And that's how they control us. The population is controlled by bad information, and they get the money to feed this bad information to the population by all this crooked suitcase money. I call it suitcase money. You can call it PAC money, whatever you want to call it. It's still a disgrace, and it should be stopped, but it just gets worse and worse and worse. And that someone who really wants to help a citizen or citizenry is the ones that gets blown out every time, because now look at all this money they're spending, Rusty. Look at all this money. They just passed another big spending bill for Ukraine. Ukraine is going to get all of our money, and we know what's going on. It's not going to help the little guys. It's helping all these guys making bombs. Again, I said Donald Trump said he could stop this war within 72 hours. I believe him, because he'd just say, look, guys, it's time to stop playing army. Let's go back to being nice to each other, and let's take all these toys and put them away and quit doing all that cheating and everything y'all been doing. And because it's a disgrace, what's really a disgrace is all these people dying for the fact that someone's trying to make a lot of money. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. So if we found out all the crooked stuff they were doing, it'd probably be good for us to penalize them, but they're in control. How are you going to control them when they control the dough? That's the problem. We're just innocent bystanders. We've been hearing recently about FedNow, 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 and AI, artificial intelligence. We also heard just recently that they are already freezing people's bank accounts when they think they can go in there and steal some of their money, find some way to get it. They'll freeze your money. So, well, you did something over here. Well, what about us freezing their money? What about us freezing their money when they do insider trading? What about them? How do they get away with all that stuff? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. How do... Yeah, honk it loud. We got to honk it. We're honking a horn. Sometimes they'll get out of the way. Sometimes they won't. But I think that Congress thinks that they rule the highways. And they think they got all the feathers. They're stuffing our pillows with a bunch of yucky, bad feathers. And if you're allergic to it, it's going to make you sick. All those down feathers, but I'm allergic and sick of what they're doing to us. We're all allergic and sick of what they're doing to us. Feathers or no feathers. It's really a shame that they are doing what they do to the people that are electing them and the lies that they tell to get in power. And something needs to be done. This is why they're afraid of Donald Trump. They can make up all these lies they want to make up about why they don't want Donald Trump in there. Of course, you know, the Republicans, a lot of them will follow him, say they're Donald Trump kind of people. But then they'll do something that's totally opposite. They'll lie. For example, they say they're against people coming in from Mexico. And they'll say, and they'll make advertisements with their hair blowing in the wind about, you know, they're against the wall. But then they turn around and get in with the organizations that want illegal immigration because they get cheap labor. And then they release the population into the American public. And then we have to pay for all that.
Come on, man.
This is what Donald Trump knows. He's a businessman. He understands that that's not good business when it's going to cost you more in the long run. And they misalign everything. It's just totally wrong. And if we say anything, they just tell you to fly away like a goose. Because you're too loose with your tongue, they might want to try to cut your tongue off. So I don't know, man. We want to tell the truth about what's really going on. And Donald Trump is telling the truth about what's really going on, and that's why they want to stop him. We've got to stand behind this man, and he's not perfect by any means. But I can tell you this. He knows that we're on the verge of some collapsing. Maybe the stock market could collapse. Do you see how high that market's been pushed, Rusty? It's unbelievable, the P.E. ratios and all these other things. And I'm talking, or listening, should I say, and reading these folks that told us what was going to happen in 2007 and 8. They're saying the same thing, a lot of them are right now, and nobody's really listening. This euphoria, we're going to sprout our wings and fly. Everybody's going to go way up into the stratosphere. You know, there's this old, was it Greek or some kind of mythology where they made the wings, they flew too close to the sun and they melted and then they...
I think that's Greek mythology. That would be Icarus. He made himself some wings with wax and feathers and he flew too close to the sun and they melted his wings and, well, it didn't end well for old Icky. If you know what I mean.
I do. And that's what I'm afraid is going on. I think they're flying too close, too high to the sun. There's not enough power in this market to hold this thing up. Artificial intelligence is going to be a big thing, but there's obviously going to be a lot of them that fail. A lot of companies are going to fail. And of course, the economy is going to grow over time up into the stratosphere because there's more people and more stuff. But when you overdo it, when you fly too close to the sun too fast and your wings are subject to melting, having a collapse of some kind.
I'm melting!
Look out. It's sort of like when some of these jets I was reading the other day, they were putting in these bad screws and one of the partitions just completely flew off because there was a little boy sitting there and he was strapped. The only reason why it didn't suck him out is because he was strapped down. You see these movies and these two or three window chairs would just go out the window.
What the f***?
This is because they've done some shoddy work. It's bad material. People are buying bad material, bad investments. And, you know, we just may fly out the window. So when you get this big suction going on, and what is that suction? It's people needing things. It's people wanting things. It's called consumer consumption. And it gets into a tailspin. So whenever people realize that they've been hoodwinked, then they quit consuming as much of something and it goes south. And then they get scared because they flew too close to the sun, and then they all start crashing and burning. And yes, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, but you don't want to be the gander that's going to be gandering at the ground when you hit it. You want to do something special, and that is have a special way of flying without crashing. We've heard of safety nets. Just imagine if you were a goose or a gander and you had a net under you. Wouldn't that be nice, Rusty?
Be the old goose net.
That's right. The goose net.
Yes. You know, maybe we could sell those, you know.
Well, we are selling those. We're putting people on top of goose nets. You can't be a goose or a gander that's dead. You can't be a dead gander. You can't be a dead goose. You're always going to be alive. And that's good. Your retirement's going to stay alive. But a lot of these folks just don't realize how dangerous this situation is right now. And we're trying to be funny and everything about what's good for the goose, good for the gander. But what about the way they're treating Donald Trump? They're trying to take all his money away. And they're trying to take our money away. But they don't want their money took away because they're going to go make more money off insider trading.
Holy cow, dude.
I say we got to turn it around. And the only way we're going to turn it around is vote all those ganders and gooses out that are trying to gander and goose us out. You know, it's just crazy about the stuff that they're doing to us. I think there's going to be a backfiring and there's going to be an avalanche of votes if we don't get cheated again. They clip our wings. You think that you're flying high and all of a sudden your wings get clipped. It's going to crash and burn. And that's what I'm afraid of. They clipped our wings back in 2020. And now they're going to do it again.
And we don't want to wind up with a goose egg like we did last time.
That's right. Have you ever had a big old goose egg on your head?
Oh, I've had several. You know what they call a bunch of goose eggs, don't you?
What do they call them?
A clutch. It looked like a whole goose nest on top of my head, I tell you what. And I'll tell you, if you don't want to wind up with that goose egg, here's what you do. You grab your phone and you start dialing, but not just any numbers. You dial these numbers. Either one of these will work for you, no matter where you are. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Those numbers will put you in touch with David Ernest. You'll get the answering machine, basically. But that's the way it works. You get the machine, you leave a message, you'll get a call back almost immediately. I mean, maybe not at 3 o'clock in the morning unless you're ready to talk business then. And if you are, I'm sure David will be. But it may be a big goose egg on the score with that one. I don't want to get your phone ringing in the middle of the night. Call David Ernest. Leave that message. Get that call back from Too Tall Matthew or Princess Leah, maybe even David himself, who may be out looking for goose eggs. I don't know if they're good to eat or not, but I understand that they're good to bake with. If you're like making a cake, because they're bigger than chicken eggs. So you get more egg out of it, I guess. Anyhow, you'll get more egg out of your clutch of eggs, and I'm talking about your retirement, if you call David Ernest today and get signed up with some of these programs he got, you heard me, he's got, and not to mention the big bonuses that we can't mention because they're just too secret to mention on the radio, but David can tell you all about that. No goose eggs involved there. So call today, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. That's Ernest Financial LLC. Look, lots of goose eggs. No, lots of cat. Serving the community for old 40-something years. And, you know, I think it's break time.
Yeah, you talk about all those goose eggs and everything. When I tell people about it and they're looking down at the page where I wrote down that number, they get the goose neck.
The goose flesh or goose pimples.
That's nasty.
I've never seen a goose with pimples. I saw one with a crooked foot one time, but and you know what he was doing when he was walking down the street?
What's that?
The goose step.
Oh, dang, you just invented a new dance. Let's do the goose stamp as we go out on our break.
That goose had a funny little mustache, dude. I don't remember much about it, but anyway, we will take that break and we'll be back with more about goose flesh and goose pimples.
I like the goose steps.
We'll be back with more of the Health and Wealth Show.
Dusty, you're not doing it right.
You know what Kay Ivey said?
What's that?
No step too high for a high stepper.
Oh, okay.
Concerned about your retirement? Call David Ernest now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David Ernest will return after these important messages on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
It's the further adventures of
Money Man.
As we open, we see Money Man and Loose Change cruising around town in the Money Mobile.
Hey, Money Man.
What is it, Loose Change?
Why don't we go over to Gorilla Burgers and get one of those big fat Gorilla Burgers for lunch?
No can do, mi amigo. Gus at Gorilla Burgers retired.
So Gorilla Burgers closed?
Yes, and Gus had to take another job.
Well, if he retired, why did he have to take another job?
Because Gus didn't call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
You mean Gus didn't let David Ernest make sure he would have a good retirement?
That's right.
Wow, Gus is a goofy goober.
Don't you be a goofy goober. Call David Ernest today. And tune in next time when we hear Money Man say,
you want to go to Whopper Dog?
I think I got the Rolaids to cover it.
On the further adventures of Money Man.
Hey, dummy, you finally get up from your nap?
What do you want? I don't have time for this.
Oh, don't act like you're busy. We all know Barry's running while you eat ice cream and sniff people.
Damn it, Donnie, what do you want?
Joe, I called to offer you a deal.
Why would I make a deal with you? You're about to go to prison.
If you get your shit out of my office right now, I'll make sure you get an ice cream cone in the nursing home every day.
You're going to prison and I'm getting reelected.
And Chris Christie is going to run a marathon. You're going to put me in a cell with Corn Pop after you cure cancer? You're such an idiot.
We'll see who's laughing after you lose all your businesses in New York.
Not a chance, dummy. That little weasel judge's decision will get overturned right away. But it looks like you and Hunter are about to get caught with your hand in the Ukrainian cookie jar.
Damn it, Donnie. I don't have time to be arguing with you today.
What do you got to do, Joe? You're going to try to send more money to your corrupt pals on the other side of the world? Maybe get lost on stage or fall up some stairs. Just get your shit out of my office and wipe your drool off that desk before you leave.
Come on, man.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with the Sandman.
Hello.
Tell me, Sandman, what is your primary function?
I help people go to sleep, man.
So you go around every night sprinkling magic sand on people to help them sleep?
Yeah, it's a nighttime gig, man, yeah.
So what do you do during the day?
Well, I like to watch the Andy Griffith Show and check in with my money man, David Ernest, to see how my money is doing.
And how's it doing?
It's like a dream, man. With David Ernest taking care of my money for me, I never lose any sleep, you dig?
And how can we get in touch with David Ernest?
you can call David at 279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
So is that the magic sand right there?
Yeah, man, hold out your head and I'll give you a little.
Oh, why, thank you.
Call David Ernest today and you will sleep better tonight. I cannot believe he fell for the oldest trick in the book.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show.
David, I was just thinking about something you mentioned, AI, a while ago, artificial intelligence. And it's just blown up over the past few months. You know, yeah. You never heard about it, and then all of a sudden you heard about it. There was a movie several years ago with the little Haley Joel Osment, the little cute kid from Forrest Gump. Yeah. He's Forrest Gump Jr. And he was a little android robot, and the name of the movie was AI.
I saw that.
But this one goes back to 1981. I saw this when it first came out. And the novelty thing about this is Susan Day from the Partridge Family was in this.
Oh, she was one of the back in the day.
Oh, yeah. The name of the movie was Looker. And these people in TV and movies were getting killed all of a sudden, but they had developed this AI technology and they could copy their likeness and their voice, and they did not have to pay them if they were dead. And that was the whole deal. These people were getting killed. And
that's what they're doing to us. They don't have to pay us if we're dead.
That's what I'm saying. That's what, 40 years ago? And they were talking about this.
Fascinating.
I was listening to something the other day, and it was a weight loss program, and it was on the internet, and the voice was really familiar. This lady was talking about how nothing else worked for her. She was going to take this stuff and lose weight. And when I really got to listening to it, it was Judge Judy. It was her voice. And I know she ain't doing weight loss pill commercials.
No.
So that's what they're doing. And they've got some bits. I've used them. Find them and kind of doctor them up a little bit. It's a Donald Trump prank calling Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
And they're hilarious, but it sounds just like them. That's all it is this AI.
That's all it is AI. That's where they're going, and they're going to have to be some protections that are put out there and laws and regulations, because this thing is going to consume us if we don't do something about it. Now, talking about that insider trading thing again, on January 26, 2012, Joe Lieberman introduced the Stock Act that would prohibit the use of non-public information for private profit, including insider trading by members of Congress and other government employees. The bill was passed by the Senate with Senators Richard Burr and Tom Coburn voting against it. The House of Representatives also voted to approve the bill, and it was signed into law by President Obama on April the 4th, 2012. Evidently, even when they make their own laws, they break their own laws. I guess it's that laws are made to be broken. Again, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But if we do it, you're going to jail. If they gander into it, they can get away with it. They can get loose as a goose and do whatever they want to do, and they get away with it. The American public can't do much about it because, hey, they're in control. Look at all the money they're spending and all the debt they're piling on us. And it's insane. Literally insane for them to want all this influx of illegal immigrants to come in here. And it's obvious to all of us that the reason why they want this is so that they'll vote for them, so they can keep us under control. They're using votes against us. It's called vote power, but I call it the illegal vote power. You see, it's really terrible that these kind of things go on. And what's a citizen to do?
I don't know.
Why do you think Donald Trump is so popular right now with folks that feel like they've been run over by a bunch of geese, or pecked to death by a bunch of geese, or almost drowned by a swarm of geese, or looked up in the air and something hit them? And you know, it's not something hot and warm and feeling good, but it's hot, warm, and stinky. Yeah. And that's what we know. We're being done. We're being... And I'm not going to say the bad word, but I'm going to say we're being crapped on. And it ain't worth a crap. Because
wait a minute. Isn't that where Superman was from, the planet Krypton? Or that?
Well, we need a Superman, and I guess people have elected Donald Trump to be the Superman, and I don't know if he's from Krypton or not, but he's from somewhere. I think it's, he don't even want to be from where he was from anymore because they've turned on him. They've turned on their citizen that was trying to save them. They've tried to take all of his moolah away from him, and that's disgusting too. Why would you do one person like that when millions or thousands or at least hundreds of developers, probably hundreds of developers, are doing the same thing, and it's okay because that's the system. All you got to do is talk to a banker and talk to a developer, and they would probably admit that this is the way the system works. And, you know, in business, all is fair in business and war, I guess they say. But it's not really fair when you pick on one person. If you're going to change the rules, if you're going to go by the rules, make those rules for everyone. Enforce those rules for everyone, not just one person. And don't go overstepping it by trying to take 460 or 70 million from a man who is mostly invested in real estate and can't raise that kind of money. And they knew this. You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to clip his wings. They're trying to give us the goose egg.
Mm-hmm. This is something I wanted to just mention. Maybe I'll make somebody mad. I don't care. But somebody was telling me the other day how racist Donald Trump was. He was so, so racist. Well, what I want you to do is go on, and I just did this just so I could see it, make sure it was still out there, is I Googled Jesse Jackson and Donald Trump, and then I pushed images. All these pictures come up of, we've got Donald Trump shaking hands with Jesse Jackson and sitting there next to Al Sharpton. And there's even a picture of him standing there talking to Al Sharpton with James Brown standing in the background.
I feel good.
I'm looking for the one with him with Rosa Parks, but I don't see that. But when Donald Trump was writing, he was in the back. What?
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Don't do it.
That's not right.
Fill your hand, you son of a.
Hush up, boy.
We're not going to go there. We didn't say that. I'm going to take that back. Took it back right there. But the whole thing was, when Donald Trump was writing checks to all these people, giving them money to get out and do the things they like to do, he was okay. But now he's a racist. So just be careful if you're helping people and doing something, giving them money or something, because you run for president and try to help the country and you become a racist. It's sad.
The only kind of racist we need to be is one racing to the polling place. We need to be a racist for that. We need to be all racing to the poll place. Not that other kind of racist, but the racists that are trying to race and change this ridiculousness of where they're accusing people of being racist to use this against the folks that think that this is racial. This is not racial in one iota. This is all Americans trying to team up and become one unit and to be fair with each other and to love each other. We're not against other races. Let's think about just a second how this system works. It works off of check and balances of taxes and consumption. And when it gets out of whack, when there's more consumption than there is taxes, you're out of balance. If a goose was to get out of balance, it's probably going to crash and burn. Anything gets out of balance is going to crash and burn. So what's happening here is we're getting out of balance with all this illegal immigration. It's going to mess up the money system because now you got more people that you have to print money for, create wealth for, and it dilutes all the rest of us, and it causes inflation. It causes massive stock drops. It causes all kinds of things to happen because it disturbs the situation. If a human body gets sick because it never got any rest, it upsets the situation. We're not getting any rest because we're constantly having to fight the fact that these idiots are spending all this money and we can't stop them, and they lie and cheat and steal. So they give us a little bit just to keep us quiet. You know, remember after COVID, all those checks everybody got, COVID checks, they didn't want to give you that money. They just did it to get the population thinking that they were trying to help them. Okay. But essentially they hurt us, because they caused inflation and all this crazy stuff that we're having to deal with now go through the roof. They were just trying to buy a vote, just like they're doing right now when they let the immigrants come in. The immigrants are going to vote for the Liberal Party, the party that's spending all the money, the party that's doing all these bad things, the party that is trying to destroy this country with war. They're warmongers. Years ago, everyone said that the Democrats were the ones that didn't want war. They really deceived us. They're the ones that want war. They're trying to have a war right now. They're trying to have World War III. What did Biden get from the Ukrainians? What kind of crooked stuff and kind of crooked deals did he make? You see, when Donald Trump tried to talk about all that, they shut him down. Call it the Russian hoax and all these other things. It came out to be totally a lie. We're dealing with them trying to shut us down. When they're trying to shut Donald Trump down, they're trying to shut down the American citizens from having someone voice for them, to support them. You know, it's all about the liberal news media, the liberal tech companies, the liberal social media companies. Even Elon Musk got sick and tired of it and bought Twitter because Twitter was twittering a bunch of lies. And he fixed it where you can give your opinion. And then they tried to penalize him by making all this stuff happen to him. Okay. It's crazy what they've done to Elon Musk because he tried to support not just one party, but freedom of speech. And it's not fair to do a man that way. But you talk about a liberal party. This party wants to shut down freedom of speech. They would love to shut me up right now.
Shut up your mouth!
They don't want us telling you what we think's going on. Well, what we know's going on. And listen, if you don't believe what's good for the goose is good for the gander, there ain't much we can do for any of us, because that should be true always. It should be equalized. What they can do, we should be able to do. They're just the people who are supposed to be working for us in Congress. They're not supposed to be in there to take advantage of us. They're supposed to be working for us. They're supposed to be public servants, but yet they're public deceivers. They're liars. They're cheaters. They're stealers. They're insider traders. They're traitors. You get it? They are traitors. Not just insider traders. They are traitors to us. We need to clear house. We need to vote for Donald Trump and just clear this thing out and show those idiots that are trying to take advantage of us that we're not going to crash and burn. We're just not going to do it. We're going to keep flying high. And no, our wings are not made out of wax. They're made out of something
better. Well, I'll tell you what I think they should do, since they're so crazy about Ukraine and they want to send them so much money. They were to load up Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and all that bunch and load them up with some suitcases full of money and send them to Ukraine. First class, fly them over there first class, but only buy them a one-way ticket. So they got to stay over there. They like Ukraine so much, let them stay over there. And then that way they get them out from under us where we wouldn't have to fool with them. And maybe, just maybe, we could elect some people who had our best interests at heart.
I think you were talking about Adam Schiff, the Schiff with, he don't have a brain, he's Schiff with brains. The
Schiffer brains, yeah. Chuck Schumer and
some brains, he don't have any.
Mitch McConnell, that's who I was trying to think of.
Oh, Mitch McConnell. Well, Mitch McConnell is just, he goes into daydreaming mode all the time. He's, he's resigning. He got too old. He's already cheated us out of millions. You know how many millions of dollars that guy's got in his pocket now?
Ain't no telling.
Accounts or in his hidden accounts. Unbelievable. And if you didn't do what he wanted you to do, if you were too strong with Donald Trump, he'd cut your money off. Mitch McConnell is a disgrace, man. He needs to leave. He needs to go, but we need to get someone in there that's a MAGA party person.
I think Mitch McConnell is actually a robot. And when he spaces out like that, that's like he's, you know.
Yes.
What happens when the little thing on the computer spins around? He's buffering. That's what it is.
He's buffering,
Then they smack him upside the head like he used to have to hit the TV to keep it from rolling. And that's what's wrong with Mitch, is his vertical hold is off. That's what it is. I think all of them got that problem.
No doubt, because they want to hold on to what they can get a hold of, and they don't care if it's illegal or not. They want to use us, and they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. If you think you might be being used, you want to say, you know, my money is over here somewhere. It's kind of over here in this old 401k. And that's just like, you know, sitting your car out in the front yard, door open, motor running, full of gas. Somebody's going to come by and see that and just drive off with it. Kind of like your 401k or your retirement and everything. It's just a little too easy to get it. Well, call David Ernest, 334. 334- 205-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. He can get your money in a place where it won't be so easy to sneak in the dark of night and take it away for your own purposes. He's got these insurance products that he can put it in, and kind of like what David always says, safe mode. You kind of got it kind of stuck back somewhere where you know where it is, but nobody else can really get to it. That's the way that helps you sleep better at night, when you know your money's in a good place, that it can't just kind of grow legs and walk away. And even if it does walk away, it won't get very far because it's in that special happy little place there that David has squirreled it away in for you. So it'll be there when you get ready to retire and sit at home and listen to the radio and hear us on the radio and say, they right. Mm-hmm, that's right. And so that's what you want to do. Or you might want to get in the whole RV and go riding along. You're up at the lake fishing out there on the pier in your rocking chair, listening to us on the radio going, oh, that's right. Oh, fish on. You know what I'm saying? You got to prepare. So call David today. One more time. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. That's Earnest Financial, LLC. Look, lots of cash. Serving the community for way over 40-something years.
Thank you, Rusty. You know, like I said, this is not easy for people to know what to do. We want to make it simple. When it comes to your investment, we want to make it simple. We're doing that old saying, when in doubt, take the safe route. But it also, our safe route can safely deliver good returns when the stock market's doing good, and but no negatives when the stock market's doing bad. It's a hybrid. Essentially, all your money's in a fixed account. The only money that's going to the stock market is the interest they could have paid you. So if you got $100,000 this year, the worst you're going to have next year is $100,000. So if it was kicking out 4% interest, that 4%, if it were, would be going into the stock market, for example. And that's going to try to turn it into 6, 7, 8, 9, 10% interest, what it's trying to do. It's trying to average more than the 4 that's going in there. But every time it makes money, it comes back in and locks. And then those incredible bonuses that you get. And we re-bonus every year a certain portion of it. So I would dare say that you're going to have 15 to 20% more money than you're supposed to have because of the rebonusing if it's our standard model. And there's an argument that said, well, the interest rate's a lot lower. Not really. I can show you that a lot of times most of these fixed annuities are not even paying as much interest as the indexed annuity is. And so when you're getting bonuses and market values that are increasing those safe returns, and you're still in a safe haven and fixed account that can't lose money, I mean, like, it's beautiful. I would go into a lot more detail, but I know we're about to go run out of time, and I don't want my wings clipped on this one. But, you know, when in doubt, take the safe route. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. If those congressmen and congresswomen are going to make a lot of money off insider trading, we should be able to get some kind of goodie off that. So that software, that app that guy talked about, the point I'm trying to make is they developed an app to watch what the Congress people are spending on stocks. And they follow that. What's good for the goose, good for the gander, as far as I'm concerned. I don't see anything wrong with it. But if you're in doubt, take the safe route, give us a call, because they might still lose it all. I mean, look, they're about to lose the strength of the United States monetary system anyway. So I don't know if I'd want to follow those congressmen anyway. They might fly high and then crash and burn. So their wings might be made out of whack. But the point is, be careful.
And it's funny you should mention flying high, because I just thought of this a minute ago. You remember Howard Hughes?
Yes.
He built that big old airplane called the Spruce Goose.
I remember.
And that was pretty clever. You know, it was made out of spruce. Yep. And it was supposed to fly, so they called it the Spruce Goose. Flew one time.
Yeah, just a few feet up.
But I think he just poured all that money into that thing just to show him that he could do it. Because at that time, that was the biggest heavier than aircraft in the world.
Yes.
And, you know, they went over a couple of different names, and they settled on Spruce Goose because Howie's big-ass airplane just didn't seem to be proper for something like that.
Well, it so couldn't turn loose. It just couldn't leave the ground much.
And don't be putting your money in a Spruce Goose. It looks good sitting there, but it ain't going nowhere. Call David Earnest, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Call in today. And David, I'm like you. This is about it. We've wound up another one here.
Yeah, I think I'm going to spread my wings here and go see if I can fly off somewhere and find something to eat.
Watch out for the geese out there, because it may be more than one. That's plural, you know. Geese is plural.
That's right.
Goose is. And watch out for the moose, because if there's more than one, it's meese, I think. I don't know. But while we figure that out, you have a good one, and we'll see you next time here on the Health and Wealth Show.
Concerned about your retirement? Call David Ernest now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm speaking with an adventurer here in the Himalayas who is searching for the abominable snowman.
Hey man, what's happening?
How is your search going?
Not too bad, man. It's kind of windy out here today, so I'm taking a short break to call my money man, David Ernest.
The world famous asset preservationist.
Yeah man, that's him. He is my money man, you know.
Well, what number are you calling?
He has two, man, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And after you talk with him to make sure that everything is fine with your retirement money, you will continue your search.
That's right, man. As a matter of fact, before you came up, I thought I spotted the abominable snowman over there.
Over there?
Yeah, right over there. He was standing next to a snowbank, putting snow up his nose.
Let me see those binoculars. Oh, sorry.
That's not him?
Nope. That's Hunter Biden.
Hush up, boy.
It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
All right, all right, all right.
You'll never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Hey, Siri.
Hey, dummy. Wasn't sure you were getting up from that nap. You were snoring like Chris Christie after a day at the Golden Corral. What can I do for you? You need some fresh drawers again?
Damn it, Siri. I thought I told you to stop calling me dummy. I'm the President of the United States. Have some respect.
I'm sorry. I thought that was your nickname. Everyone calls you dummy when you are not around. From now on, I will refer to you as the commander and creep.
Oh, come on, man. Don't call me that either. I just need a little help writing a speech for when I get reelected.
Oh, I don't think you're gonna need a reelection speech. You're on vacation while the world is falling apart. Rectal exams are more popular than you at this point. Why don't you just take another nap?
Damn it, Siri. Why don't you just do your job?
I could ask you the same thing, Mr. Potato Head. America is struggling while you're on another taxpayer-funded vacation. You know that giant jet that you flew here in is contributing to climate change? Hypocrite.
You stop this or I swear I'll throw you in the ocean.
There is no way you could throw me that far, you dusty old... That water is at least 15 feet away. Now go back to sleep before I have the Secret Service swap your sunblock and diaper rash cream.
Corn Pop must be behind this.
Poor Joe. Bless his heart.
And now, here's Bernie Sanders with a few words about breakfast.
You know, it's hard work. Running for president, planning to take over this country and turn it into the biggest communist shithole in the world. So I have to keep up my streak. That's why every morning I have a big bowl of fruits and nuts and flakes. The favorite breakfast cereal of politicians everywhere. Fruits and Nuts and Flakes has all the vitamins I need to get out and meet the people and twist their minds into believing into this hideous thing I want to create in this country. Fruits and Nuts and Flakes has lots of vitamins. Vitamin A for arrogance. Vitamin B for bull. And vitamin C for Cortez. You know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She eats them. As a matter of fact, I think she takes them intravenously. And if you look in the box, you'll see the little pieces of cereal are shaped like your favorite political people. There's Adam Schiff. He's a nut. There's Elizabeth Warren. She's a flake. And there's Mayor Pete. He's a fruit. I'm gonna have to talk to the folks in marketing. We may have to change that. Just remember, if you're heading out on the campaign trail and you want those millennials to believe you when you offer them free stuff, try some fruits and nuts and flakes. It'll get you going like a dumpster fire on steroids. And they're magically delicious.
Wait a minute, Bernie. That's my line.
Not anymore, freak show. It's property of the state.
Oh, stars, moons, and clovers. Saints preserve us.
Make sure to save the box tops to send in for Medicare for All. $40 trillion ought to do it.
To start your day, for goodness sakes, Have a bowl of fruits, nuts, and flakes.
At your local grocer's, right next to the rat poison.
Never get in a battle of wits with Piers Morgan.
If you'd like to be a woman, you can identify as a woman. I don't know why there is such an issue.
Anyone can, right?
I don't see a problem with
it. Just literally put the hand up and say I'm a woman. Okay, why can't I identify as a black lesbian?
Well, firstly, I mean, it was...
Well, I'm serious. If I can identify as anything without any need to prove I'm actually what that is,
why can't I
on International Women's Day say, I'm Piers Morgan, I'm a black lesbian?
I think taking it to a kind of absurd status, I think
you'd already opened the absurdity door by saying it is limitless. You can do what you like. Anyone can say, I'm a woman. How many genders are there?
Two.
There are two genders. Wow, so you don't believe in transgenders at all?
Well, I think there are...
Well, hang on, whoa. There are two genders?
Well, it's taught in...
Well, when you say well, you've literally just launched this huge defence of transgenderism. Now you've eradicated it.
That's all.
Dumbass.
So tonight, I've come to this place where it all began to speak as plainly as I can to the nation.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
About the threats we face.
You stink!
About the power we have in our own hands.
It's dead as fried chicken.
To meet these threats. Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal.
I didn't understand a word you said.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
You suck, you jackass.
Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans, are MAGA Republican. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology.
Oh, shut up.
I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans.
What a dumbass.
The Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans.
You're going to be doing a lot of doobie rolling when you're living in a van down by the river.
Y'all make me sick.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to...
Nip it in the bud!
And the best way to...
Nip it!
Is to...
Call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Ernest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Ernest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Ernest and Leo Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam.
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Coolidge said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What'd Calvin Coolidge say?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right?
You.
No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly.
Call David Ernest today.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.